Please rise as a sign of respect as the family is seated. As we gather in Christ's name, let us praise God, who is our certain hope in all of life's varied circumstances. In the face of death, believe the good news that scriptures proclaim. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, says the Lord. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who honor him. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted, Jesus said. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet will they live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. I bid you welcome. On behalf of the McIrvin family, I thank you for coming today to join with them in celebrating the life of Darlene Louise McIrvin, a member of First Christian Church here for many years and a faithful participant in many groups that you all belong to, whether you know her from the Shrine Club or Lifetime Fitness, craft groups, working around Casper. Your presence here pays tribute to Darlene's life and the memory that we celebrate today. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, your steadfast love endures forever, your faithfulness to all generations. Trusting in your words, we ask that now you minister to us in a time of grief, a time of thanksgiving. And even, Holy God, as strange as it seems to say, a time of rejoicing. For on this day, Lord, our hearts are heavy with sorrow, for we miss Darlene dearly. And yet we are also blessed with joy in the certain gift of the strength of her faith in Christ Jesus. Speak to our hearts, O Holy One, your words of comfort. Lead us into hope through the promises of Holy Scripture. Enfold us within the fellowship of others who share our sorrow. Fill us with your joy and peace that comes from above as we gather to praise your name, O Christ, to give thanks for the precious gift of life, both earthly and eternal. Bless us in this time of worship as we celebrate the life of Darlene McIrvin. Amen. It was at some point during the last days of her life, while she was at the hospital room, when Darlene was talking with Stan and her children, Cindy and David. Those days have kind of blurred together a little for me now, but at some point in the midst of tears and laughter and heartfelt conversation, I had the opportunity to ask Darlene about this day. And she said that there are two hymns of praise she wants us to sing. The first of these is How Great Thou Art. Would you please turn in the hymnal to page 33 and join in singing? I invite you to hear these words of Scripture from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. And these verses from the third chapter of John's Gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalmist writes, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. The Lord knew Darlene from her first day on earth to her last, from before her first breath in this life to beyond the last breath of her lungs and final beat of her heart. It is the Lord who formed the hidden inner parts of her life, and the Lord who knit Darlene's very existence together yet while she was in her mother's womb. Darlene's mother was Daisy Louise Hensley. She gifted her beloved daughter with a shared middle name. Darlene's mother, Daisy, and her father, Lee P. Hensley, rejoiced when she was born and christened her Darlene Louise Hensley on October 14, 1932, in Newton, Kansas. The Lord searches out our path and is acquainted with all our ways. The path that God planned for Darlene began in Newton and Wichita, where she grew up during the Depression, alongside two brothers, Donald and Jack. Donald, the oldest, was 13 years her senior and served in World War II. Jack was just a couple years ahead of her in school and enjoyed embarrassing his little sister with simple school pranks. Perhaps that helped inspire her serious dedication to succeed in her education. It is amazing how God can pull on a single thread of our lives and knit together an amazing plan through all the years that we cannot see clearly at the time, but which becomes a beautifully woven tapestry when viewed in our final years looking back. An early thread in Darlene's life, laid out by the Lord, surely, began when she met a little boy named Stanley Neal McIrvin. As a child in Kansas, they met at an early age as their parents worked for the same construction company. One of Stan's first memories of meeting Darlene includes their playing together out in the yard. She spun him in circles on a rope tree swing and then let go. They both giggled as he spun in circles faster and faster, but she twisted the swing with him on it so much that he got sick. They say that sometimes love can make you sick to your stomach, So a love story had begun. After the shared years of early childhood friendship, the two wouldn't see each other again until about 1950. Stan's family had moved to Colorado. 1950 was the year Darlene graduated from Newton High School and had been in business college for only 2 or 3 weeks when her father died. So she returned home to be with her mother and shortened her studies to train for office work. Darlene and her mom went to Denver to visit their dear friends, the McIrvin family, and she saw Stanley again. The two teens enjoyed time at a local amusement park and really hit it off. Between his junior and senior year in high school, Stan went back to Kansas to visit. Darlene ended up moving to Denver and lived with the McIrvins, sharing a room with Stan's sister for a while. They all enjoyed fishing and camping trips in the mountains of Colorado. Lord, you know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Perhaps the most wonderful gift God had planned for Darlene's life was her relationship with Stan. They were married in Denver in his parents' living room with an aunt and uncle standing up to be their witnesses on November 20th, 1953. They would honor their marriage vows through 64 years together, raising 2 children, Cindy and David, and sharing many adventures, from life in Munich while Stan was in the army to enjoying travel to Alaska in retirement. Psalm 139 offers the reassurance of God's presence. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me fast. Darlene always made sure the family found a church home wherever they moved. She had grown up Methodist and Stan was raised Presbyterian. They went to Little Presbyterian Church in Denver, and then the American Baptist Church after moving to Cheyenne in 1967. In 1976, they moved to Casper, and the entire family was baptized by immersion the day after Christmas at First Baptist Church here in town. Stan and Darlene helped with the youth group, setting a great example of Christian commitment for their children. They took backpacking and float trips with the youth, and Darlene even chaperoned a Baptist youth trip to Ring Lake Ranch while in a full cast for a broken leg. After a shift in leadership and focus at First Baptist, Darlene and Stan were among other families who decided to transfer their membership from First Baptist here to First Christian Church. They came the same time as Gloria Monroe and immediately invested themselves in the life of the congregation. Darlene served as a deacon here at First Christian Church and was active in Christian Women's Fellowship, enjoying being in the same circle as Twyla Herrick for many years. Stan and Darlene could be counted on to be in worship every Sunday. Sitting at the back of the main section on the lectern side, near Larry and Kathy Winders and the Purvises. There is a comfort that comes in having your regular spot in worship. There is a greater peace that comes in knowing your place in life and in the world. Darlene knew who she was and whose she was. God had created her, and she had no doubts about her faith. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in Christ shall not perish but have eternal life. Many people can recite John 3:16, but Darlene knew it. She understood it in the deepest part of her soul and was able to abide in God's peace with certainty that the Lord held her life every day. Her peace and certainty, rooted in faith, permeated every aspect of life. Her grown children described Darlene as a no-nonsense mom who expected you to deal with it, whatever life threw your way. Be the best you that you can be. She modeled self-assurance for them as a working mom. After her early years as a secretary, Darlene went on to become a cytotechnologist. Through long hours of book study and on-the-job training working with pathologists, she passed the required national test to be certified to read cancer cells on medical specimen slides. She was well respected in her field and was credited more than once with finding signs of cancer that a doctor had missed in a preliminary exam. Her interest in medicine encouraged her daughter Cindy on a journey to become a veterinarian. And of course, Mom was a great support whenever it was time to enter the science fair. Darlene embodied a volunteer spirit. She set an example for her children to step up, serving in church and community activities, often sacrificing a week's vacation to volunteer with 4-H at the fair. Their happy memories of Frontier Days in Cheyenne, the annual parade and chuck wagon breakfast. She was a Lady Shriner, and Daughters of the Nile held numerous offices and supported Stan through all of his levels with the Knights Templar. She embraced life and enjoyed many activities. She made friends easily and was gracious to others. From the Newcomers Club and Cheyenne Field Archers to doing crafts, taking watercolor and drawing at Casper College, and learning to write DOS computer code, Darlene was always active and up for learning something new. She gave her children a sense of responsibility and self-sufficiency, teaching them life skills early on, like how to cook and do laundry. She made homemade pizza, lasagna, great homemade noodles, spaghetti sauce, green chili, and the best potato salad. She was an all-around good cook and delighted her family with candied pecans, pies, cookies, and made-from-scratch birthday cakes. Stan traveled often for work, and so Darlene ran the household and never failed to be, when he was out of town, that the washing machine would break down or there'd be a blizzard and she'd have to feed the horses when they lived out at Six Mile Road. Darlene was capable of handling whatever happened and passed on that skill to her children and their children. She always liked being around animals. Growing up, she dressed the family chickens. I'm told they were named Charlie and Ruth. I can only imagine. She had a cocker spaniel and a pet raccoon. Through the years, there were dogs to raise as Stan would come home with one stray after another that needed a home, and she loved cats. Most of all, of course, she loved her grandchildren, Troy, Grant, Abigail, Claire, Jack, and Catherine. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know full well. Human life is a marvelous miracle. The intellect, the soul, and the body itself are intricately woven together. Both Stan and Darlene had faced their share of health challenges, but around Thanksgiving, Darlene began to struggle with an advancing illness. As her symptoms rapidly worsened after Christmas, Darlene and Stan talked together about the reality that earthly life comes to an end, and the Lord is ultimately in charge of our journey. She understood better than most the challenges that can come with certain cancers. The final decline in her health was swifter than any had expected, but throughout the journey of weeks that narrowed to days that became precious hours, God's Spirit was present, blessing Darlene and her family with deep peace. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. Even there, your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. Just over 2 weeks ago, she went to Wyoming Medical Center. Stan and I stood at her bedside. I offered the words of the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." And Stan told me, "I'm at peace with whatever is next." Your pastor wasn't. I didn't want to see her go. Cindy came up from Colorado that weekend, and David drove in from Laramie. Their family shared a holy journey, moving from raising prayers to God for Darlene's healing to accepting that sometimes the best healing is eternal. Throughout the days they shared, Darlene was the one who said, I'm ready to go to heaven. To non-believers, it would seem a very dark time to stand at your mother's bedside. But David and Cindy could have no doubt of their mother's faith. In the midst of their darkest hour, there was the gift of God's light. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, O God. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Through Darlene's final earthly days, wife and husband, mother and children, parishioner and pastor and church friend Paul Halleck talked and laughed and cried together. Her church family accompanied her in prayer. On February 6, 2018, our Lord and Savior called Darlene to rest from the struggle she had just to breathe, and her family promised her, saying out loud, we'll be okay, Mom. We're going to take care of each other. It's okay to go. Peacefully, Darlene passed from this life to the next, embodying even with her last days, especially in her last days, the grace of deep peace that comes with true faith. Psalm 139 concludes in verses 23 and 24 with these words. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts, and lead me in the way everlasting. Surely it is true that God, who knit together her life, truly knew Darlene's heart. Now we give thanks that God will lead her in the way everlasting. Amen. The second hymn that Darlene has chosen for us to sing today is inspired by Psalm 91 that says, you who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. We will sing together, a mighty fortress is our God. It's in your hymnal on page 65. Thank you. I invite you to pray with me. O gracious, eternal God, you are indeed our mighty fortress, our shelter in the storm. You protect us when the world rages without or within. Through the battles that we face, O holy Lord, your presence is constant. We thank you, gracious God, for your presence with Darlene. Through all the years of her life, from childhood in Kansas to travel and residing around the globe, to settling here in Casper and finally now being called home to you in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for being with her every step of the way. We thank you for the strong testimony that her faith gives us still to your abiding presence. O holy and gracious Lord, we pray for those who may be unsure of their faith, who do not yet know Christ, who long for the peace that Darlene knew so well. We pray, O gracious God, that you would extend your love to all who call on you. Bless with peace those who are facing trials this day. Bless with peace Darlene's family as they carry on living life fully, serving you, being the best they can be as you have created them with unique gifts and skills. Lord, we thank you for the fullness of life that Darlene lived at work, at home, at church, and in community. We thank you for her faithful love shared with Stan, her constant companion and friend. Oh God, we pray for all who mourn, for all who grieve, and we give thanks for all who rejoice in you and the gift of eternal life. Holy and gracious God, welcome now Darlene into your loving arms, into her well-deserved eternal rest. We know this day heaven is a brighter place because of her. May that brightness also be ours, that our darkness is not dark to you, but your light reigns still. O good and gracious God, giver of life, sender of your Son, Christ. It is by his precious name, our Lord and Savior, that we pray and we live. Amen. Following the service today, there's a reception waiting for you downstairs. I'm told that there are lots of cookies, so please enjoy sampling multiple kinds made by multiple members of the congregation. I do hope that you'll have time to stay and greet Darlene's family, share your own memory of how she touched your life. And in that time of fellowship, may our laughter and our tears shared together bring glory to God as we continue to celebrate Darlene's life. The family will greet you downstairs in Fellowship Hall. Let us pray together. O loving and gracious God, you give us peace. For this we give you thanks. Lord, thank you for your peace that is eternally now Darlene's as she looks upon the face of her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and hears you say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Bless us to go forth, to live, to love, to serve in the name of Christ. Amen."